What are we singing?
See, is it nice? Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba. But this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm Dave Isaac, eating a delicious shepherd pie. Joseph J is in the house. Greg is in the house. Eric is eating something, probably shepherd pie, in the house. Yes. Budget Bistro. Go to YouTube, search for Budget Bistro.
Kathleen is in the house.
Kathleen is in the house. Mm-hmm.
And the Baba Shop Quintet is in the
Baba.
House.
Sai Baba?
That's Baba Shop Quintet singing Feels Like Summer. Mm-hmm. Or Ba-Ba-ing.
Have you
feels
ever
like
heard
summer.
Of Sai Baba?
No.
Sai Baba, a great, like a saint in India.
I want my Baba.
Yeah. That's
well, Shaun the Sheep, this is what this song is from.
Baba O'Reilly.
Baba, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Baba Choice, Booey. Then. Who's Baba Booey?
Baba Booey, Gary DeLabonte, Howard Stern.
Oh, Baba Booey.
That's the most famous Baba.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Baba.
Baba Booey.
Well, we got a couple other movies that opened yesterday. We wanted to talk about the first of which is Dark Places. Charlize Theron plays or Dave likes to call her Theron or something you said previously.
No, there's breaking news after this.
All right.
Yes.
Charlize Theron plays a woman who, 25 years after testifying against her brother as the person responsible for massacring her entire family, is approached by a secret society that specializes in complex, unsolved cases. This has got a great cast. Nicholas Holt, Corey Stoll, Christina Hendricks, Ty Sheridan, Chloe Moretz.
Oh, okay.
Chloe
Grace
Moretz,
yes.
Yeah.
Great
that?
Cast in this movie. Kick-ass.
What?
Hit girl. All right,
girl. Yeah.
But Dark Places, you'd this is from
her.
The same author that
Carrie.
Brought us Gone Girl.
Oh, I love
yes,
that movie.
Yes, I thought I'd get your interest with that.
She should have won Best Actress, by the way.
This is a Dark Places is a twisty, noir-like mystery that keeps audiences guessing through to the very end. Star Charlize Theron expertly embodies a tortured woman desperate to finally put the past and especially the painful emotions that surround it behind her. Dave, I think you're really going to like this movie. The actress's performance is compelling, drawing viewers even closer to the meticulously unraveling mystery. Even its frequently time-jumping chronology does not detract from one's engrossment and instead increases engagement. It is somewhat slow, but never the least bit boring as the puzzle pieces calculatingly fall into place. Thumbs up for Dark Places.
I should see it.
Charlize Theron is great in this movie. It was also exclusively on DirecTV, but now it's in theaters. It's on like four different theaters here, including AMC Deer Valley, which, by the way, they lowered the prices.
They did?
Yeah, they lowered.
Why would the AMC Deer Valley?
Yeah, they lowered the prices.
How
to get
come?
People in.
Why
to
do you
get
think?
People in. Because there's hardly ever anyone there.
Oh.
But that's what I like about it.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah. But one more movie before you give the breaking
yes.
news. The Gift. Now, I talked about this earlier.
Yeah,
I mentioned
you
it
did.
Earlier.
Jason Bateman
yeah. plays a married man whose chance encounter with his former high school classmate, played by Joel Edgerton, who also wrote and directed the movie. This is his debut feature. Sends his world into a harrowing tailspin after a series of uninvited encounters and mysterious gifts prove troubling. A horrifying secret from the past is uncovered after more than 20 years. The theme of this movie is our bygones ever really bygones. Dave, you're gonna see this movie and you're going to want to talk about this.
Maybe next week, right?
Yes, it will keep you on the edge of your seat, raise up the hairs on the back of your neck, and incite an awful lot of reflective thought that will then lead to some truly intelligent post-viewing discussion. You know, I was a kid who was bullied in high school, and I found that when I went to my 10-year high school reunion, mm-hmm. everyone acted like nothing. Like it was all just nothing.
They forgot it?
They forgot it. But you know what?
I remember it.
But the bullies don't remember it.
I agree.
So, you know, I don't want to reveal too much about the movie, but this psychological thriller stands out of the crowd for its entertainment value. Joel Edgerton electrifies with his Hitchcockian-like abilities behind the camera, but it's his chilling performance in front of it that leaves the most lasting impression, although it may be argued that Jason Bateman's non-comedic turn is equally extraordinary. I know that's what Greg pulled out when I was when I introduced this movie to him, The Gift. You said, you know, he's in a psychological thriller.
Right.
Thumbs up. So close to a breakthrough. This is another movie on Rotten Tomatoes. It has got stellar reviews. Only one person didn't like it, and it was a female critic who didn't like some of the sexist thoughts in the movie. You know what? Yeah. I think they read too much into it. So The Gift. Huge thumbs up, so close to a breakthrough.
But if they're reading too much into it, it's through their filters. So
yes, it was their filters. And but every people love this movie. What is the breaking news, Dave?
The breaking news is, and I'll have to find out more, according to CNN, just now, Donald Trump's top political advisor, Roger Stone, was fired, or they're not sure. Some say he quit, but the top campaign manager for Donald Trump either was fired or quit. Eric, what do you think happened? Do you think bad reviews for the debate? Or?
Yeah, I don't think he left on his own. I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he just thought Donald was a big clown.
Wow.
And didn't
we'll
want
to
be a
find
part of
out.
It.
That's interesting to me. This early to fire your campaign manager. But that's the Donald, right?
Yeah.
It's not going well. He's going to do something to make it better.
So now let's talk about our picks of the week.
Yes.
Now, I think my food pick of the week has to be Budget Bistro's Shepherd's Pie.
Of course. No doubt about that.
But we're going to have to pair this with a movie. I'm not saying to sneak this into the movie, but that might also be what I'm saying. But we're going to have to pick some movies this week. I'm going to say if you have a family, go see Shaun the Sheep. That's my pick of the week. But if you don't have a family, go see The Gift. It's going to leave such a lasting impression on you. Just truly amazing.
And what's your pick of the week?
Greg.
You guys will... Oh, well, thank you. I win the poll. Actually, you guys will win it on this one for like the fifth time. It's Pretty Little Liars. Now, we have the finale of the first half of season 6 coming up. We're finally going to see who's behind the mask, who's causing all the havoc for these girls in the town. And then, of course, there'll be a time jump after that. And in a couple months, these characters will be 5 years in the future, which also makes sense because most of these actresses are in their mid-20s, late 20s, still playing high school kids. But
yes.
It's actually a very good show. ABC Family, with a hit on their hands, done very well with that. So
which we've
Tuesday
had
night,
stars on the show.
Ashley Benson, one of them, and just amazing.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Excellent. Well,
Dave,
I have two picks of the week.
Okay.
We've talked about Ricky and the Flash. I highly recommend that. I really love that. The one that we, I don't think we've reviewed yet, but sort of a sleeper. I haven't seen much marketing for this, actually. Southpaw. And it was, this is how I describe it. I mean, it's a painful movie. It's a movie of betrayal, of friendship, of love, determination, loyalty, anger, and hope. Quite a riveting performance by our friend Jake
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal. I think he should be nominated for Best Actor. He was that good in this movie.
He's buff in this movie, too.
Yeah, and he just said such a great job.
He said he ran 14, 15 miles a day to get into that shape. He said he didn't lift any weights.
He was fantastic shape. There's no question about it. But his acting was just incredible, beyond what you'd ever like in Rocky. Reminded me a little bit of that, but more substance, I believe. And the daughter, and maybe we can find out who played her. I can't remember her name. Fantastic. This is a young actress that's upcoming. There's no question about it. Oh, what's that?
That is Cold One, acoustic version, sung by Meryl Streep, which you can see in Ricky and the Flash.
Ricky and the Flash. Anyway, check this movie out, because I believe some of the scenes, especially towards the end with the daughter watching it, fantastic. Rachel Adams is in it as well. You definitely want to see this movie. Should be up for Best Picture, I think. Southpaw and Ricky and the Flash, my two picks this week.
Excellent. And if you want more information on the Streep Club, email doris.markovic@gmail.com. Doris with two R's. A dot and the at with the asterisks or whatever. Yeah. You know.
Wow. Can we believe this show has wrapped up already?
But there's no more. I'd rather be. So I have a cold one.